towards you like you. First home I owned down there, guys, is kind of funny. The backyard had a row of pine trees that were right in a row, and then there was a gap in between the last one to the left and the next one going to the right. So I put in a hammock chain. I put a chain around the trees and put a hammock there, two-person hammock. That's pretty neat. And only one like that in the backyards of the houses. But I almost had heat stroke one time in the backyard of that one, cutting it with a lawnmower during the day. And it was their weekend. And I took a bottle of water, mounted a handle thing or a pulley to put a bottle on the riding lawnmower. So I had water, I had a hat on, but I didn't realize how hot it was. It didn't bother me, the heat, other than almost having heat stroke. And I had to stop and get in the shade and just quit for a while, go back later and cut. But it was so easy to have heat stroke in the temperature down there. But I didn't feel it. I liked the warm weather. What were you, Dakota?
When we got all of our dirt, I brought in 3,000 yards of dirt, so 2,000 of fill and 1,000 of topsoil, and it was unscreened topsoil, so after I had it all graded the second time, there was tons of rocks and garbage in it. The dirt was good, but it wasn't screened, so there was so much crap we had to pick out of it. So we spent the rest of the summer hand-picking rocks and glass and garbage and you name it out of this what would be great dirt so we could get the yard prep, right? Because once you throw seed down, you can't really clean that stuff up. And I borrowed KTMR's Kubota with a landscape rake on the back of it, and I spent one day, I raked the whole yard. I spent, I think, 7 hours on that tractor, and when I got off that tractor, I was a lobster, and I didn't even realize it.